Hi, everyone, and welcome to the CIA OmniGage Event Manager Spotlight. My name is Tom Birmingham, and with me today we have our Senior Event Manager, Jenny O'Keefe, who will be the first in our series for the Event Manager Spotlight. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. So we just have a list of questions here we'd like to run through with you to introduce you to our customers, more than they even know you. So we'll just kind of go top to bottom here, and looking forward to learning more about you. So let's just kick off with an easy one here, Jenny, and say, how long have you been an event manager at CIA OmniGage?
I've been with CIA OmniGage just over 3 years, April 22.
Excellent. Okay, so if you were to guess how many events you've managed in your career at CIA OmniGage, how many would you think? And before you answer, I should let you know that we've had our friendly folks in IT extract the exact number, so we'll share that with you after your guess.
I would say maybe around 1,000, or maybe like 900, something like that.
You must be loving what you do, because you have actually hosted 2,304 events here since April 2022.
Oh my gosh!
So I was concerned that you were going to say way more than our actual number. In which case, I'd say, So I think that's a good sign.
Yes, absolutely.
So, with that also, I'd like to know, share with us something people, including your coworkers, don't know about you.
Let me see. So I once swam with wild dolphins at Marco Island, just off the coast of Florida, and it was incredible. Just we're on a boat, and they were swimming by the mangroves. We just jumped in and swam with them, and they were amazing. So that was just incredible. And maybe as well that I speak Spanish. Some do know, but some don't know that.
Yes. One of the great advantages that you bring to your role as our a bilingual operator, equally fluent in English and Spanish. So inevitably, when participants join a CIA OmniGage event, as we know, it might be because they join early or the call starts past scheduled start time, but participants joining one of our events will hear our hold music. And our hold music was once described by CIA customer as country elevator music. So I would say at this time, our hold music, let's just say, while it's very neutral, it wouldn't be very well regarded. So the question to you as an experienced event manager, what would be your ideal hold music for events that you host?
So I've got to say, our whole music, I find it needs to be maybe a little bit more modern. I think we've got to kind of make a change for the modern world, maybe. So something a bit more relaxing. A lot of these people calling in, they're, trying to get from one call to the next. They're doing other things as well as being on the call. So having some music that's relaxing a little bit. So kind of chill out vibe. I would go with Heat Waves by Glass Animals. It's a nice kind of chilled, and it's got little bits of slightly faster tempo as well, but it's a really nice one.
Excellent. I know anything would be a huge upgrade, but that sounds like it would be a really great choice. So if you could moderate a panel discussion with three or four guests, who would be your dream panel? And they could be deceased or alive, fictional or real, but the Jenny O'Keefe ideal fireside chat panel, who would they be?
So I probably look to where my kind of interests are, if I'm being selfish about this. So I'm a massive foodie, and I would have Gordon Ramsay as one of my guests. Also, that he is from Scotland as well, so there's some tie-in there. I love SNL, and I love Maya Rudolph. I've watched so much of what she's done, and she's hilarious, but she's also got a lot of experience as a woman and all the things that she's done. So I think that would be really good. And I'd also love Sir David Attenborough, because he's one of my heroes, and I've pretty much watched every documentary he's ever done, and yeah, that would be my ideal panel.
So do you think Gordon Ramsay would behave himself during the panel?
Oh, he would. Yeah. he knows when to put a lid on it. And I think when he's out of the kitchen, he's very much kind of the professional as well. So he hams it up for TV anyway.
Excellent. Well, thank you. That sounds like it would be very interesting. And if we somehow in the course of your career here manage to get those together, we know you're going to be the manager reassigned to that event.
That'd be amazing.
So last and ahead of this interview, we ask you to select a favorite passage that we're going to ask you to read. Not that our customers aren't already very familiar with your voice, but we thought it would be a new way of kind of hearing you and learning a bit more about you. We said it could be a poem, song lyrics, a famous speech, with your best event manager voice. So at this time, Jenny, we'd like to ask you to share your passage with our audience.
Thank you. This is from a Peter Gabriel song called Don't Give Up, and it means a lot to me. In this proud land, we grew up strong. We wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose. Don't give up, because you have friends. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet. Don't give up, I know you can make it good.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Jenny. And we would expect nothing less, very, very well presented. And that was definitely the best event manager voice. So thank you so much, Jenny, for joining us here on our CIA OmniGage Event Manager Spotlight. It was great to interact with you and learn more about you through these questions, and looking forward to more interactions in the future.
Thank you so much. That was great.